This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
Tuesday evening it is. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Out there in the blogosphere, amongst the people that write and analyze things, there's two or three that I will go to if I feel like I need to take a deeper look at something because I trust their analysis. And if I get my first one, then I forget about the other two. Because my first one that I always go to is David Kodria. You know, the guy that broke Fast and Furious with Mike Vanderbeau and continues to write for Ammo Land and War on Gun blogs and all kinds of other things. And he's joining us tonight because he wrote an outstanding article, and we're just going to expand on that one. Good evening, sir.
Bill, always great to be here, man.
It's always good to have you here. Somebody get out there. You caught it. I didn't even know this had happened, really, truly, until you wrote about this, and I tried to keep my eyes open on this. Apparently, there's been another study published by the American Journal of Public Health, which is based upon a study from John Hopkins that is owned by Bloomberg. Well, they make some rather outrageous claims, don't they?
Yeah, I actually saw it. And what it was is that there is supposedly a smart gun study that turns the lies of the NRA and the NSSF on its head and says that, in fact, Americans do want smart guns overwhelmingly. If this were an election, it would be a landslide showing the demand for smart guns among Americans. And so don't believe that NSSF survey that says, you know, Americans aren't really too interested in smart guns, because the policy wonks at Johns Hopkins University or Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. That's what it is. Financed, and the key word there is Bloomberg, because he's given that school something like $1 billion over the last few years. Okay, so they're basically going to do, you know, what the hand that feeds them, you know, they're going to perform the tricks that the hand that feeds them demands when it snaps its fingers. Okay. But here's the thing. I'm seeing this in all these papers. I'm seeing this in, you know, major, you know, NBC News. More than half of handgun buyers would consider smart guns, study. Smart guns. 60% of Americans would buy one. Medical News Today. And then, of course, you get, you know, like the real commie rags, like the New York Daily News. NRA lies smartly expose the truth about consumer demand for life-saving smart guns. Okay? Well, here's the thing. Oh, and new data, Buck's Gun Industry Claims, finds U.S. majority support smart guns. It wasn't a study.
That's coming from Ars Technica, and I mean, that's the most laughable thing in the world, getting some sort of gun tidbit from Ars Technica.
Well, you know, the thing is, and we'll go back to the technical and the consumer electronics industry, because it's a major technology news site, okay? And this goes into another story that I hope we get time to segue into, but
sure.
I kind of like to stay track with this one right now. But here are all these articles talking about a study that debunks NRA and NSSF, but you come to my article, and I'm the only one out there telling you, hold on a second, folks, it's not a study. I got my hands on a copy. I've got some friends within the medical community because I went to the American Journal of Public Health website, and I couldn't find it. You know, I ultimately found it, but it's behind a paywall. So you either need to be a member or you need to be a subscriber or you need to buy a pay-per-view. But the bottom line is, in order to read this piece of trash, you know, I wasn't going to shell out the money when I have, you know, friends that are willing to help out. And so I got a copy sent to me and took a look at it. And the first thing that stuck out right there on page one on top of the headline in big green letters, it says AJPH editorial. So in other words, all these newspapers and media outlets are telling us about a study, and it is in fact an opinion piece. So with that, time to now take a look at, you know, who are the people behind this opinion piece? Why is it that they have these opinions? Because this is being presented to us as from the top minds in the medical community. That carries a lot of gravitas. I mean, you know, look at the way Americans trust their doctors to give them good advice.
Mm-hmm.
And Bill, we've run into this before with doctors giving safe storage advice. You know, as if they're one-size-fits-all parenting of lock up your safety tips from the Violence Policy Center, you know, which would basically say we'd rather you didn't have guns anyway, but if you do, leave them locked up and leave your ammunition locked up separately so that if you ever have a need to use your gun, I guess you could ask the home intruder to hold on for a couple minutes while you get your act together and get everything ready to welcome him properly. You know, and at that time, I put out a physician qualification and liability form. Another friend of mine, a retired Los Angeles deputy sheriff by the name of Joe Horn, who has since passed on, God rest his soul, he was in his retirement a professional risk manager. And he wrote an article, Physicians Don't Borrow Trouble, because if you are giving medical advice to people, then you'd better be able to prove that you are qualified and competent to give that medical advice. What are your certifications? What are your fields of study? What are your certifications? What are your qualifications? What degrees, what courses, whatever have you earned that you can demonstrate? Because otherwise, you're just using your title doctor and the people's, you know, awe of your godlike wisdom to give them advice on something that you're no more qualified to advise on than the man on the moon. Let me ask you this, Bill.
Sure.
What kind of car you drive?
A 99 Ford Expedition out of spite.
Okay. You're driving your Expedition, okay? And you start accelerating. And all of a sudden, when the tachometer passes like 2,000 RPM, you start getting a high-pitched screeching noise with a knock-knock-knock that then goes away when the tach goes down again.
Right.
Okay? Do you know any good doctors? Any really smart, good doctors? I do.
I know
one that I would take that problem to.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't be able to take it.
Okay.
We're coming up on the first break, so before we go out, can you put out all the places you're riding now?
War on Guns is the best clearinghouse for it. WarOnGuns.com. That'll
right.
take you to my Ammo Land and Oath Keepers and Guns Magazine and all my social media, my Facebook and my Twitter and all that kind of stuff. So waronguns.com will get you there.
Ammo Land is up their game this year, too. I'm very impressed with Ammo Land. I'm glad to see you there. War on Guns blog. Is it waronguns.com?
WarOnGuns.com. It's actually WarOnGuns.blogspot.com, but I got WarOnGuns.com, and I got it redirected there. I figure that's a lot easier for people to remember.
There you go. We will be right back with my guest, David Kodria. This is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a never-ending job because they're never going to quit. But that's okay because some people actually enjoy fighting them. Like my guest. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out, ammunitiondepot.com. My guest is David Kodria, and we're talking about smart guns and everything. I noticed in one part it says NBC News claims that half of Americans buying handguns would buy a smart gun. Wouldn't they have to talk to all of us then?
Well, I think the way they work with statistics and surveys is they figure if you have a representative sample, you can approximate a population within. But, you know, it depends on where you do your survey, who you do your survey with, how willing someone is to talk to a surveyor about gun-related issues, and also how the question is worded is all very important. In the case of the so-called study that was really a editorial, they asked, if you were to purchase a new handgun, how willing would you be to purchase a childproof gun that fires only for authorized users? But here's the thing. They asked all kinds of people. They asked liberals who would never intend to buy a gun if their life depended on it, okay? They asked people who have no knowledge of the smart gun issue. They, you know, I mean, they asked some gun owners too, okay? I mean, you know, you have to be fair with that. But they didn't do what the NSSF survey that everybody's saying debunked did, and that would be to include telling respondents such firearms would incorporate biometric or radio frequency identification with an activation system that would rely on battery power. Now, all of a sudden, if you phrase it that way, you find people think, well, wait a minute. You know, I've pointed a remote control at my television set or at my garage door and had nothing happen. Okay? Do I really want to trust my life now to this?
Well, I've got a biometric button on my smartphone, on my Apple phone, my iPhone, and sometimes it takes three times to get that thing to open up.
I got to tell you something. If I get a call on my smartphone, you know, you do the finger swipe.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I'm on another call, I get this other window pops up, and they have to do the finger swipe on that. I've had to swipe four or five times to get the dang phone to answer up. And of course, I'm not wearing gloves, and my fingers are clean and all that kind of stuff. But what it reminds me of, Bill, it reminds me of a quote that I borrow on occasion from a guy by the name of Thomas Pynchon, who wrote a book called Gravity's Rainbow. It has a quote in there that I really like. It says, if they can get you asking the wrong questions, they don't have to worry about the answers.
Mm-hmm.
That's very true. Okay?
In this survey, though, I'm dying to ask you this question. What gun were they talking about when they said that you could, if you could buy a gun that would only fire for the authorized user, what were they talking about? Because that gun doesn't exist.
Well, exactly it's, right. They were talking hypothetically, you know, pretty obviously. I mean, we've seen false starts with things like the Amartix, and they've had their share of problems, including I wrote an article a couple of years ago where there was a YouTube video and it looked like the Amartix failed on video to deploy properly. And again, you're talking about a device that you have to wear like a wristwatch and keep that wristwatch within a certain, you know, amount of
10 inches.
Yeah. And, you know, and so that presupposes that, you know, your hand isn't disabled, or that you have to be able to hand your gun off to a family member or anything like that. And of course they had a big blowout where their head designer left the company under very suspicious circumstances.
Yeah.
And he was banned from coming back onto the company premises, and they're having all kinds of problems. But there is a group, and I don't have the name. I told you earlier today when I talked to you on the phone, I was going to try to look it up, but it's just been one of those days, Bill. And so I was not able to look up the name of this group that is basically offering an incentive type prize for people to develop smart guns. And one of the people developing this is a guy who is with the Mossberg family. And so I've got to look further into that because, you know, it's not that we're against smart guns, okay? What we're against is we're against these laws like in New Jersey and Maryland and California that says once a viable smart gun hits the market, that has to be the only gun that we sell in the state. Well, now, wait a minute, because first of all, let's look how these things were developed in the first place. They, you know, the original grant back in the 90s to the Sandia Labs was because of police takeaway incidents. I guess, you know, police were being overpowered by perps and killed with their own service weapons, and they wanted to take a look at a way to make it safer, okay? Well, they started looking into the various different options for smart guns, whether it would be a magnetic ring or radio frequency or you name it. And the bottom line is they have never come up with something that is going to be adequate for police or military work. And I guarantee you, you will never find a police union that's going to roll over and let its, you know, its guys in blue be mandated to carry these things and put their lives at risk. And yet when you take a look at the laws that they enact, what do? They exempt police from having to comply with such laws, even though the technology was developed for the police in the first dang place.
I noticed after Skyfall came out, when James Bond has a smart gun, that was when this really all fired back up. I don't know if you noticed that or not. The Armatix IP1, I don't know if you know this either. If the battery dies on the gun, on the smart system, it functions like a regular gun. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. So take the battery out, and you got yourself a dumb gun again, huh?
You got yourself a dumb gun again. And, I mean, it's all based upon a very short line of sight setup. So I guess nobody knows what frequency it transmits on. I wonder if it would stop working if I answered, like, my cordless telephone.
Well, yeah, we see that people, you know, hack into all kinds of systems. They can hack into car ignition systems. The police have devices to deactivate compute, you know, your onboard computer on your car, the one with the tach that's making a noise when it goes over 2,000 RPM, right?
Yeah.
And they can turn your car off to stop car chases. Well,
we're coming up on the next break. Hang on with us. We're going to be right back. My guest this hour is David Kodry from the War on Guns blog. All over the place he is. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. Fortressclothing.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
To search as hard as we can to find a true example of a smart gun. Sort of like hunting for the dodo bird, I think. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour from War on Guns is David Kodrin. As a little bit of an aside, I've heard that Mr. Vanderbilt was doing very badly.
Yes, I almost say thank you for bringing that up, except it's such a sad subject.
Right.
You know, Mike Vanderbilt has been a friend for a long time. He's a colleague. He's the one who first reported on a post on cleanupatf.org tying the death of Border Patrol Agent Brian Terry in with the Walked Guns program that we subsequently started investigating and broke as the Fast and Furious scandal. But Mike's doctors have told him that he's not long of this world. It's a cancer situation. And so I have basically started an appeal to Mike's friends and fans. I purposely didn't, you know, just put it out generally to just anybody because I'm not asking anybody to make donations to Mike.
Right.
What I'm saying instead is if you know Mike, if you get value from the work that Mike does, then how about you give some value for value received? And that's the way that I tried to establish things. So I didn't set up a crowdfunding site or do any of that other kind of stuff. So I just asked people, if you're a regular reader of Cipsy Street Irregulars, you know, and if you benefited personally from visiting his site and reading the work that Mike does, give value in kind for value received. That's it. Nobody's asking for gifts. Nobody's asking for donations. I'm saying make a voluntary contribution to it, which I call a gratitude offering for value that you have received. So if you go to warongguns.com, right there in the top left corner, there's a little picture of Mike. It says, for a friend. And if you click on that, it'll give you the information that you need to know. And it also then links to Mike's announcement where he told the world on January 5th that he discovered that, you know, he's got basically 6 months, perhaps more, perhaps less. And so it's very sad. I'm trying to do what I can as his friend to help take care of some needed house repairs, because one of the things that he's done while he's been devoting himself full time to the issue of basically alerting us and waking us up and educating us on freedom situations, his wife has been carrying a tremendous economic load, and so she's made sacrifice for our benefit as well by being a provider and by allowing Mike to do his life's work. And so that's essentially what I'm trying to do. I'm sorry I'm not very articulate on this.
When
it gets home, it gets personal, you know.
One thing I would say about you and Vanderbilt is you were both unabashedly unapologetic about the stuff that you do. And the what a lot of people don't understand is that this, you know, it doesn't just happen. When you guys are writing something or when you're putting something out there, when you're throwing something out there, trying to bring something to somebody's attention, in a lot of cases, you're doing that pro bono. And the only problem with that is that, because I've been working on this myself, if I could figure out how to live pro bono, that would be a great thing. And it doesn't happen. So a lot of people, I think when somebody sees somebody with a website or on a website, writing for on a website or with a radio show or lots of different ways, they think that they're just money happening. And it doesn't just happen that way. And I mean, up to last year, was it last year that he was sending standard capacity magazines to the Connecticut governor, and the Connecticut State Police wanted to talk to him about that?
Yeah, I think that Mike is trying to plan a I hate to call it a last hurrah.
Yeah,
but he is planning on doing another foray into enemy territory to help reduce the tyranny and increase a little bit more freedom there. So
he's going out fighting. He's going out with his last breath.
And you're absolutely right. We don't just sit down at a keyboard and start typing opinions. You know, there's a lot more to it than that. This piece that we're talking about today, you know, about the smart guns and about the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg, study/editorial, it takes a lot to be able to dig in there. For instance, you know, I then went in to take a look at who these people are, because they're representing themselves and the news media is representing them to us as subject matter experts. So it's fair to ask, are they subject matter experts?
No.
And no, you know, you got a PhD candidate who used to be a chef, who was an assistant to the New York Civil Liberties Union legal director, who did cooking fundraisers for Obama. Okay, what makes this person qualified to advise me on anything about gun, you know, defensive gun use or guns? You know, we have another guy, he's a lawyer, he's a policy wonk, and he's written, you know, advocacy for making certain guns and ammunition clips illegal. And, Bill, if calling a magazine a clip doesn't scream gun expertise at you, what does?
I'm always waiting for that to happen. And now, this is what I believe, okay? I think smart gun technology currently today is in the same realm as, say, warp engine technology, warp speed. And, you know, when we get that, the Vulcans are going to notice us, and then we're going to have the Federation. So right now they're discussing something and trying to – I mean, is it fair to say they're trying to bring about something that doesn't exist?
Yeah. You know, they're requiring that we all ride unicorns. Okay? And again, I've got no problem in the world if – it's none of my business. Let me put it that way. I think it would be a mistake if there were no pressure to make smart guns a mandate. I would still say it is a mistake. If you're going to buy a gun, your best defense is to realize that errors happen with the human operator, and that if you think a smart gun is going to save you, then you're not paying enough attention to learning the firearm and accepting your responsibility for being a firearm owner. You know, you take a look at when they introduced childproof medicine caps. All of a sudden, there was an increase in child poisonings and accidental ingestions. Why? Because people figured, well, you know, it's a childproof
cap. Safe. Safe. So everything's fine.
Yeah.
We're coming up on the last break.
Table here.
Last break. Leave it on the coffee. My last break. My guest this hour is David Codrea from the War on Guns. We will be right back.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Deep thinking analysis. I like it. I like it a lot. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. My guest this hour is David Godria. I know you want to segue into one other article, but I was just curious because you were on Mark's show earlier today. Who has longer segments, me or Mark? About the same?
The longer segments. I'm not quite sure what I'm being asked here. I was on for today.
We've got 9 minutes in this segment coming up.
Oh gosh, I don't even know. I don't even that's not even on my radar. I'm just here. You press my belly and I squeak.
Okay. All right.
That's pretty much what I do. How long each segment lasts, I don't have to worry about that. I'm not on your end. I don't have the board. I don't know when the brakes are coming up. I don't have the earpiece in my ear to tell me when to move something along, and I'm not watching the clock. I'm just sitting here talking with a pal.
That's okay. That's why I'm here. You wanted to touch on something else before we went, so we besides the smart gun thing. What was that?
It is seven, eight minutes. Thing.
Okay, go.
It is a smart gun thing, but it's related to the smart gun thing, and this was earlier this month. At the Consumer Electronics Show 2016 in Las Vegas, you know, a little bit before the SHOT Show.
Right.
And a guy by the name of Omer Kiani, he's an inventor, and he has a company called Sentinel, and he has the Identical Lock Fingerprint Scanning Smart Gun Lock, so that this is a device that you can put on your dumb gun, okay, and render it supposedly unusable, although, you know, I mean, I haven't seen this device to be able to take a look at it and see what I could do with a hacksaw and a crowbar to have myself a real gun again if I decided to steal one. But be that as it may, okay, the guy thinks that he's got an invention that will satisfy NRA and satisfy Obama and be a happy medium that allows a compromise, and people can buy this lock, and it'll be safe, and you can leave your gun on your coffee table right next to your medicine cap, you know, your childproof medicine. Okay, well, that's fine and good, but he t- Consumer Electronics Show 2016 in Las Vegas, and lo and behold, they're not going to let him demonstrate it. Why? Because they won't allow guns in the trade show hall, and they won't even allow replica guns in the trade show. He says it's like preventing Google from demoing its self-driving car.
Right.
Okay, so here he is. He's at the industry-defining exhibit like the Consumer Electronics Show. They're not going to allow him to demo his product. This is something the progressives all want. The progressives are all demanding, we need smart guns. Here the guy brings them one. Oh, no, we can't let you show how it works because that would require a gun. It's self-defeating. It's almost like a comedy. You know, these people in their hoplophobia, it's ridiculous. So this poor guy has his smart gun lock that you can unlock with your fingerprint scan, you know, providing, I guess, that everything is working properly. And he can't demonstrate it at the Consumer Electronics Show. And I just thought that was just a perfect illustration of hoplophobia and how, on the one hand, they say they want smart guns, and on the other hand, when you give them one, well, we can't have that around.
You know, Armatix actually makes something that is a perfect alternative to a gun safe that if I could find one, I'd actually buy it. It's something that you mount on the wall, and it has to be mounted in a certain way to make it secure. And it's got like rods coming out. You run your handguns in on that, and then a rod comes down on top of it like a kickstand. And each rod has its own, there's some sort of a pin code or something in it, but it secures the gun to this with something going into the bore. And at the same time, you can't get it, you can't fire it unless you can get it off of that rod. And I would rather have one of those in a gun safe, except they're not pushing that. They're pushing the IP1. And, I don't know. These guys, like the whole idea that a gun-free zone sign, it's the same thing as what you said as we were going to the break about the child-proof lids on medicine. Just leaving it on the, here, let's put it on the coffee table. Little Tommy can't figure that stuff out and come back. Little Tommy's dead. Tommy figured it out. So, I mean, all of their stuff is basically pie in the sky, isn't it?
Well, there's a saying you're reminding me of, and I'm not sure if it was by Mark Twain, or it sounds like it was by Mark Twain, and maybe it was H.L. Mencken, but anyone who thinks that he has devised a foolproof system has underestimated the ingenuity of fools. Okay. and it really is true. It's like Murphy's Law. You know, Mr. Murphy is going to be in there lurking somewhere, and you think you've got just the best system in the world, you know, and all of a sudden the anvil falls on your head right out of the Roadrunner cartoon. There's no substitute for training and preparation and knowledge. Okay, and even those are fallible. Look, you know, the best trainer in the world, okay, could be surprised by some punk, okay?
Sure.
It's the human condition, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sure if who's the heavyweight boxing champion of the world right now? I don't even know because I haven't followed it since.
Neither do I. I don't remember who it was past.
But I'm sure that, you know, if you were at a social event where he was like signing books or something like that and he didn't know it was coming, you could sucker punch him.
Yeah.
Afterwards, I'd recommend you get the heck out of there real quick.
Punch and run, yeah.
but the bottom line is that there's nothing that's going to be absolutely foolproof. And what the progressives, again, with quotes around it, really want is for us to be living in the Matrix, you know, where we're all strapped in and we got the little umbilical going into the back of our necks. And, it just put us all in a rubber room, and that way we can't hurt each other. We can't hurt each other's feelings. We have to have safe zones in colleges. We have to have anti-bullying initiatives in schools, and not to defend bullying, but, you know, people need to learn to deal with the fact that life sometimes brings antagonists into our face, whether we want them there or not, and it turns out that the schools are the biggest bullies of all. I mean, to pick on a kid because he bites a Pop-Tart into the shape of a gun.
Yeah.
That is the work of a sick, vicious mind that revels in its authority over someone smaller and weaker. That is the classic definition of a bully. And the bottom line is, you can't put us all in rubber rooms with balloons all around us so that we never get hurt, because that's just not the way that the world works. And firearms exist. I know that the homophobes don't want firearms to exist. Oh, if only we could get rid of guns. Well, you know what? If only we could get rid of guns, then we'd be back when people had swords and clubs and spears. And I don't think you want to live in that time.
Then it'd be Braveheart again.
Well, you know, right now, if she needed to and had enough heads-up warning, you know, my 91-year-old mother could stop a linebacker. Okay?
You know, we're running out of time, but I didn't even mention this. I've been waiting to see what you come up with now that they've removed executive privilege from Fast and Furious. So I'll be coming back.
Much ado about nothing. It's not going to change a thing.
Before we get out of the segment, tell everybody where they can find you one more time.
WarOnGuns.com, WarOnGuns.com. That's the clearinghouse. That'll take you to my Ammo Land articles. That'll take you to my Oath Keepers articles. That'll take you to my Guns Magazine articles. That'll take you to my Facebook and my Twitter pages, WarOnGuns.com.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it.
All right. We're going to go to hour number two. We will be right back. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.